Hello once again, Jacob here from the Free Culinary School Podcast, found online at freeculinaryschool.com, and welcome to another edition of the FCS Q&A. Today's question comes via Twitter from OG Steve, and he asks, what are some good staple ingredients to always have on hand to be able to make a great pan sauce? Well, the three staple ingredients that you always need on hand for a pan sauce, and for a lot of other cooking applications, by the way, are deglazing liquid, usually some, you know, cooking wine, stock, and some butter. Now, the actual process that you're going to use is normally sort of paired up with the pan roasting process, right? So say you're going to pan roast a filet. When the filet is done, you're going to take it out of that pan, you're going to set the filet aside, let it rest, and you're going to put that roasting pan back on the flame. Now, if there's some residual fat left over, for a little bit of bonus flavor, you can add in some sliced shallots, some garlic, some onions, anything to kind of help add sort of a nice subtle layer of aromatic flavoring. Now, once that garlic or onions or those ingredients start to release their aroma, now it's time to hit it with your deglazing liquid. Most commonly speaking, is going to be red or white wine, but also you can use a higher proof alcohol such as, you know, brandy, tequila, cognac. Be careful, they flame up, so don't set yourself or your kitchen on fire. You're going to reduce that deglazing liquid by about half, and then you're going to add in your stock. Now, the stock is a very important flavoring component to a pan sauce, but it also is going to be your thickening agent because stock contains collagen. And you're going to thicken your pan sauce by reducing that stock within your pan sauce by about 2/3. And as you reduce more and more moisture out of that pan sauce, the collagen is going to help to thicken it up because the traditional pan sauce does not use starch-based thickeners such as roux or a cornstarch slurry. Now, once you've reduced your cooking liquids by about 2/3, you're going to swirl in some butter, and you're going to do this off the flame. So for about 4 to 5 ounces of cooking liquid or reduced sauce, you're going to want to add in about 2 to 3 ounces of butter. Now, this is going to help thicken your sauce through emulsification, but it's also going to add a nice flavor, you know, because butter tastes good, and a nice sort of mouthfeel, you know, a nice fatty mouthfeel. But butter also does have a tendency of muting flavors. So you want to counterbalance that by once your butter is completely incorporated and whisked into your sauce, you're going to add in a couple of drops of acid. Most classically speaking, a little bit of lemon juice, or you can use champagne vinegar as well, lime juice, whatever sort of flavor you want, but anything with a, you know, that has a nice acidity to it, it's going to help brighten up your sauce and cut through the fattiness of the butter. Now, your final finishing step is to season with a little bit of salt. You want to add just enough salt to sort of bring all those different flavors together and make them one cohesive flavor, but stop just before the taste of salt is actually perceptible in your sauce. Now, notice how I didn't say add salt and pepper, because pepper is a flavoring and salt is a seasoning. Now, if you would like your pan sauce to have the flavor of pepper, then by all means, add as much pepper as you like, but just make sure you draw that distinction between salt being a seasoning and pepper being a flavoring. Now, if you want to actually make your pan sauce with a homemade stock, you can always go and check out freeculinaryschool.com and check out the episode 2 podcast, because we did an episode completely dedicated to stocks, and you can make your own stock and then use that to make a pan sauce. Now, if you have any questions on what we discussed today or any other cooking topic, I'm always more than happy to help them. It's listeners like you who actually make this Q&A podcast available, because if without your questions, I wouldn't be able to record it. So you can Twitter me your questions at Chef Jacob. Check me out on Facebook, or go to freeculinaryschool.com and leave a question in the comment section. And until next time, this is Jacob with the Free Culinary School Podcast, reminding you to cook with passion.